What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been some other folks that have come on the air this week and talked and given their expertise on the Chiefs.
Oh,
on
no,
In the Loop
no.
with Reggie, who is in the building right now. Come up and say hello to Reggie with Reggie and John Lopez and Figgy, as well as on Payne and Pendergast. Now, Nick Wright came on with In the Loop, and I could feel the annoyance coming through the radio. Really, I heard it on the Odyssey app through the phone from Reggie and John Lopez with the, just let's call it what it is, Clint disrespect flying off the table from Nick Wright.
Hold on, Joe.
Or just quality overconfidence. And then this morning, if you missed it, Carrington Harrison, I'd say the guy that got my foot in the door in radio, he came on and took it the same route as Nick Wright. Now, I want to play a mashup of this because, in my mind, many of you, and you, right, you've seen since I've been here, Clint Tyler, you've seen the type of trash and the type of comments that is talked my way. I, honest to God, I feel like what I'm about to play is what you hear me saying in your head. Although it's never been said, I've never said anything like this. I feel like you hear this in your head. And I just want to play this for you to say, you know what, I admit it. Man, show, you ain't like that. You ain't that. Yeah, I mean, you ain't this level of disrespect. And listen, it's disrespectful. I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm going to tell you, I ain't go this way or this route with it. It is disrespectful. Tyler, play a little bit from this week from Nick Wright. Tyler, I feel like, Tyler, don't get pissed.
I've been looking forward to this segment all day.
I feel like every time I hear it, I hear these guys, I think, boy, Tyler would absolutely lose his mind with these guys. I
mean, yeah, they're clowns,
but we get all kinds of turds or what's the other things that Tyler likes to call people?
Turd is the best.
No, there's another one. Dingo boys. Yeah.
Yes. Real dingo behavior right here.
Yeah, dingo behavior. All right, here's a little mashup. And just admit, I don't be sounding like this. Nick Wright, Carrington Harris.
Payne and Pendergast with you. It is a Football Friday. We are joined by our next guest. He is Carrington Harrison joining us right now on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, I'm excited to come on here and talk to you guys about the next round of the playoffs. I know it's something you guys haven't experienced, the AFC Championship game. It's actually really cool to host a game where if you win, you get to go to the Super Bowl. I know this is where you guys' season traditionally normally stops. You know, you'll win one playoff game and it's fun and it's cool, the wild card round. That's not a round I'm pretty familiar with. This round's okay, you know, the final 8 teams in the league, but the next round, that's when it really gets fun.
Shows violence right away, I see.
We've enjoyed you and Nick Wright and all these other people, you know, Ron Hughley to a certain degree. Your stolen valor confidence.
in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, and joining us, it is Nick Wright. Nick, how you doing, man?
I mean, here's the thing. It's not about the Texans. I promise you, this is not about the Texans. It's the final practice of the year. The Chiefs under Mahomes have one or two game seasons. The season starts in the AFC Championship game. So it's nothing against you guys, but this is practice. Because the divisional round is practice for the real season, which is very brief.
I'm not worried at all. I'm not worried at all because Kansas City has the better barbecue. We have the better traffic. You guys have Beyonce. We ended up getting Taylor Swift. Like, I'm just going down.
You have better traffic. Yeah, you have better traffic because nobody wants to live there.
Now that you listen to that, man. I honest to God, Clint, Tyler.
What a bunch of clowns.
But I believe people believe that's what they hear when I talk.
Oh, I've seen it on the text line. It makes zero effing sense.
I have never been that arrogant on the air. I have never been that arrogant.
You really haven't.
Now, Figgy might have a different feeling. He called me up during game. During game, I can't control who that is.
And then you put him in the water.
I had never been like that. And you don't ever hear me sound like that. Clint, you sat next to me for 5 years, and if you lie on this thing, I swear. You have never heard that level of arrogance from me.
That is awesome.
No. I mean, yours is more of a silent arrogance. Yeah, I mean, you're
not. Oh, that's well said.
You're not as vocal with it. You pick and choose when to jab, and those guys are obviously just stirring the damn pot and trying to get Houston good and worked up.
Stirring turds.
I think you know better than that. I mean, I think even you know better than that.
No, I mean, I listen.
I'm not sure he knows better.
I could. I'm not gonna say it ain't in me, but that, like, that's just. But I'm just letting you know, like, some of you all texting things, and I'm thinking, let me go back and listen to what I just said. I feel like I just said what they said. I never said that. Never said nothing like it. I don't believe that.
Here's what I think. I think there's some snide comments from time to time that I think people take and run with. Where you don't have to, you can just listen to that. You ain't gonna run with nothing. You know exactly what that guy's saying. I think there are times that there may be some little backhanded comments here or there, and I think folks run with it.
Somebody texted and said, "Who is that Carrington?" That is. I was looking at the text line during the interview. Someone texted and said, "Who is that Carrington?" That is just. That is the same thing that Ron says, just in a different voice.
Oh my!
You've never heard me say that. I never said anything. Hey, by the way, I want to make a real.
It's a wild phenomenon.
I want to make a real quick point, dear fellas. Did you catch the word usage? You got to really look at it. The word usage of Carrington. He said, "We got better barbecue. We got better traffic." He said, "Y'all got Beyonce, and somehow we got Taylor Swift." Now, he did not say
better.
We got the better in Taylor Swift. Yeah. He's very clear to stop saying the better when it came to that point. I mean, he just said we got Taylor Swift.
We somehow slid into Taylor Swift.
She ain't better. I'm just saying, man. Like, just hey. Think about that. Think about those guys when you just invent stuff in your head.
Yeah, and I don't really appreciate a teammate, old Seth Payne, kind of coming at you along with Carrington and
now
Nick Wright.
Now I think he apologized. He did apologize.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, no, he took it. He walked it back. Yeah, he walked it back at the end of the tease.
Good.
He walked it back. He said he got a little excited. He said he didn't mean to place me in there. I just think that. He just got triggered, and the next Chiefs fan he could reach for was yours truly, as you said it there.